From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting another massacre in Pakistan. A gun and bomb attack on a university campus in the country's northwest Wednesday killed at least 20, including 18 students and two teachers, and wounded dozens. The military says a group of four terrorists stormed the Badshah Khan University in the town of Charsada. They were all killed. Nawab Khan, father of one of the students at the school, said there were rumors about an attack on a school in Peshawar. He says these attacks should not happen. They are having an adverse impact on children's education. It's unclear who was responsible. A Pakistani Taliban spokesman denounced the attack, saying it's against Islamic Sharia. More than 150 were killed in an army school attack in December 2014. Meanwhile, in Afghanistan Wednesday, at least seven journalists were apparently targeted by a suicide bomber in Kabul. The bomber detonated explosives near a vehicle owned by a company that works for Tolo News, Afghanistan's first 24-hour news channel. The channel had been threatened after reporting on alleged Taliban abuses in its attacks last year on the city of Kunduz. Tunisian police Wednesday clashed again with protesters demanding jobs in the city of Kasserine, a second day of protests following the death of one unemployed man. Witnesses say police used water cannon and tear gas while groups of protesters erected roadblocks and threw stones. Protester Mohammed Qadari said the demonstrators are defending their right to work. The only way to be heard are clashes. Late Wednesday, the government promised to create thousands of new jobs. The North African country has been plagued by high unemployment and poverty since the 2011 revolution that toppled longtime President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali. This is VOA News.